Hello and welcome to the Lawn Hustle. Season number 2, episode number 17. In this week's episode, we want to discuss some essential elements that is needed to be successful in the day-to-day operation of your business. You and I both know that running a business is not easy. It is not for the thin-skinned. You have to have a backbone of iron. You have to learn how to shake some things off and not let certain things annoy you or frustrate you. That's why before I come home, I spend a few minutes at the shop to try to unwind, because there's some things I don't want to take home to my family. My home is my safe place. My home is my comfort. It is my peace. There's nothing like pulling into the driveway, walking in the door, taking a hot shower, relaxing, enjoying a family dinner. So there are some things that you just want to leave behind. And running a business requires a combination of some key elements. I have 7 that I want to share with you today. Number 1, if you're going to find success, you have to have a clear vision and a strategy. Without a vision, people perish. Without a vision and a clear strategy, your business will not be successful. How do you get that clear vision? How do you come up with a strategy to help you find success? First, you need to define your business goal. What do you want your business to accomplish? What are your financial goals? What is your client goal? You need to know your market and target your market. You need to have a long-term vision. One of the things that my family and I enjoy doing is loading up and going for a ride. And on one occasion, we were riding through the country, and we come across an old abandoned church building. The windows were boarded. The grass was high. The paint was peeling. At one time, I'm sure it was a beautiful location. At one time, I'm sure you could hear laughter of children playing in the yard. At one time, you could probably drive by and hear music playing, maybe a choir singing, or a preacher delivering his sermon. But not on this day. On this day, as we drove by, there was no activity. There was no noise coming from the building. And I couldn't help but wonder what happened. Where did the congregation go? Where did the preacher go? At some point, they buried their last member, and there was nothing to do but to board the windows closed and shut the church down. If a church doesn't follow the Great Commission to go out into the highways and the byways and compel people to come in, eventually, there's nothing more to do than to close the doors. And if that is true with a church, it is also true in running a business. You have to have vision. You have to have a strategy for growth. Growth does not happen by itself. You need to strategize and come up with a long-term plan. A clear strategy helps guide decision-making processes, and it keeps your team focused. Number two essential element to find success in running a business: you have to become a strong leader. Effective leadership inspires and motivates employees. It sets the tone for your company's culture, and it drives innovation and growth. Strong leadership. Number three essential element: you must develop a skilled team. You need to hire talented and motivated individuals who bring diverse skills and perspectives to the table. Not everyone is good at mowing. Not everyone is good at landscaping or hardscaping or aquascape. So hire a team that brings diverse skills so you can broaden the services that you offer to your area. A strong team is essential to execute the plan and overcome challenges. A strong team helps you overcome adversity. Number four, market understanding. Do some research on your area. Find out what is the median income for your area. In my area, it's around $56,000-$57,000. Why do you need to know that? you don't want to charge so much that nobody can afford your services. You need to know your numbers, set your price, and stick to your price. Some things are non-negotiable, and price is one. I refuse to lower a price to try to get a job. As the saying goes, it is what it is. That's the price. If you don't want me to do it, I'm sure you can find someone that will do it for you. So have some market understanding. Research your industry. It seems like there is numerous new lawn care businesses in my area. It would be easy to fret and worry about losing customers. But I have peace in knowing that I have offered my customers the best service that can possibly be offered to them. So you need to know your industry. You need to know about your competitors. And I use the word competitor lightly, because my competitors are also my friends. You need to have an understanding of what your customer needs. You need to come with an understanding of market trends and demands, so you can offer the right product or the right services to your clientele. Number five is, it is essential that you have financial management. Maintain a solid financial plan for your business. Budget and monitor cash flow. It's been said 100 times by 100 different people, but don't spend more than you bring in. Know your numbers. Financial stability is crucial for sustained operations and sustained growth. Now, you can grow your business, you can gain a bunch of customers, and if you don't have any financial management, you can lose them as fast as you acquired them. Number six element that is essential for success. You must offer quality product and services. Offer valuable, high quality services that meet or exceed your customers' expectation. You don't want to do just enough to get by, just enough to get a check, just enough so you can say, I serviced your property. You need to go above and beyond at every location. Work hard. Offer quality services. Customer satisfaction is key to building a loyal client base. Years ago, I had a guy following me around, and I noticed this truck everywhere I went to mow a property. I would see this truck drive by. That evening, I received several phone calls from my customers saying that this individual had knocked on their door and said, whatever professional lawn maintenance is charging you, I'll mow your property for $5 cheaper. Now, my customers could have thought, $5, sure, I'll save $5. But I didn't lose one customer because they were loyal to me, because they know the quality of services that they will receive when I'm serving their property. Number seven, you need to be adaptable and innovative. Adaptable to a changing market. Adaptable to a changing industry, whether you want to recognize it or not. Our industry is changing. We're moving into a different direction when it comes to equipment. There's a lot of battery-powered equipment being sold in the market today. And I used to say, I will never use battery-powered equipment. But I've won a few battery-powered equipments in giveaways on social media. I've had some people send me blowers, hedge trimmers, in exchange for content. And I appreciate that. And when I used the battery-powered equipment, it started changing the way I thought about this change in our industry. You see, you have to be adaptable because you don't want to be left behind. You don't want to be like that little church I told you about that was centric and all they could think about was maintaining what they had, that they never offered programs or services to reach the community, and eventually they died. If you are not adaptable and you're not willing to change with the industry, I promise you, you will be left behind. In a changing industry, you must be willing to change. And I know change is difficult for some people. And the only person that truly appreciates change is a wet baby. They appreciate that diaper being changed. Change is difficult. Change is hard. But if you want to stay on the cutting edge of our industry, you must be willing to change with our industry. Embrace innovation. Stay ahead of your competitors. And continuously improve what you offer your clients. These components, when combined and managed effectively, can significantly enhance the chances of your business being successful. I want to be successful. I want you to be successful. I hope you have gained something from this podcast. I want to be a help. And if there's anything I can do to help you, contact me through social media. My links will be in the show notes. My email address will be in the show notes. Send me an email, send me a message, and let's talk about our industry. I hope you have a great week. I'll see you next week on another episode of The Lawn Hustle.